In my 10 years of dental practice here in the United States and 12-plus years working in Africa, God has always called and provided the people necessary to accomplish His purpose. You know, one of my favorite quotes is from A.W. Tozer, and he says, "Every saving work of God among men will, if examined, be found to have two factors present, several converging lines of providential circumstance and a person." Here at CMDA Dental Ministries, we are seeing God-sized circumstances begin to come together, and God is raising up men and women in the dental profession to play important roles. On this edition of Dental Ministries Digest, it's my privilege to introduce you to several of those dentists that are beginning to take active roles in dental ministry here at CMDA. Our next guest is Dr. Van Haywood. Dr. Haywood is on faculty at the Dental School at Georgia Health Sciences University in Augusta, Georgia. He's also a member of the American Dental Association, the Academy of Operative Dentistry, the American Academy of Restorative Dentistry, and many other prestigious organizations. Van has served on editorial boards of several dental journals and publications, and he's published much of his own research, along with a book on vital bleaching of teeth. We're so very thankful for his leadership in the dental profession, and also his leadership and contributions to the dental ministry here at CMDA. Recently, we had a chance to sit down together. Let's hear what Van had to say. Well, Van, I appreciate you taking the time to meet with us today and to talk a little bit about CMDA Dental Ministries. I appreciate especially your involvement with me in coming into this position. Tell us just a little bit about how God brought you into the dental profession and your role in the dental profession.
Well, Jeff, it's good to be here, and thank you for the opportunity to share. I teach at a dental school now. I've been in private practice, and I was reading a book. I just wasn't happy with that and felt God calling me to teach, and it was called Your Job, Survival, or Satisfaction. And out of that, I felt like I needed to go into teaching, but I thought I'd go in the same town I was already practicing in because there was a dental school there. And it turned out that door was closed, and so I realized if I was going to surrender to God, I needed to be willing to go wherever God called me. So He wound up opening a door up at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, where I went up there thinking it would be a year. Turned out I was there for 10 years, but that was the time where we wrote the first article in the world on how to bleach teeth with Trey. And then opened up another door to come back down to Georgia Health Sciences University, or the Medical College of Georgia, at the School of Dentistry, where I went to dental school. And so I've been there teaching since 1993.
Fantastic. I first met you, Van, when I was a missionary dentist in Africa, and I attended a conference in Thailand, and you were lecturing there. Would you tell me a little bit about how your involvement with the CMDE program with the CMDA?
Well, I love doing continuing education, and God's kind of given me an opportunity to use the position and place I was at to do things to further His kingdom. And so one of those things, I could kind of barter my way across the world by going to lecture for continuing educations in Bangkok and Manila. And while I was there, go out and do the Christian Medical Dental Education, where we lectured to missionaries so they could get their CE credits in 40 hours in 2 weeks. And so I got to go a couple of times, and it was such a great blessing, and to meet folks like you and just be encouraged and inspired, and then also to use the gifts and graces and opportunities that God had given me in my academic career to be able to help other people and bridge that gap between what they needed and what I had.
Van, how many years have you been involved with CMDA?
Well, I've been actually involved, I think, since 2005. And so it was part of a situation. We had a dental prayer group been meeting for 30 years, but as the legal systems and state schools and Christianity is more under focus, you needed to make sure you're a bona fide student organization to be able to meet on campus and pray and study the Bible and do things like that. So CMDA had a wonderful situation where students could be members for free, and they had the constitution and the bylaws and all the things that you needed to satisfy the academic environment to be a bona fide student organization. Plus, once students graduated, they had a place that they could connect on a national level. Anywhere they went to set up private practice, they could get connected with CMDA. So we aligned our freestanding group with CMDA and fell under theirs, and it just opened up all kind of doors for both national and international involvement in mission and education and spiritual growth.
Great. Can you tell us a little bit about some of those other opportunities that students have had to be involved in missions or in local projects?
Well, we have a a strong CMDA chapter in Augusta, Georgia, and then plus there are just lots of other things. We kind of partner with a lot of other organizations, Medical Campus Outreach and some of the Georgia Baptist mobile dental vans, and so we do things like work with churches where you're packing Christmas boxes to go in and work on a mobile dental van where they saw patients and faculty supervised them to go into an inner city clinic and doing dentistry there, as well as, you know, you've got student leadership things coming up for CMDA up here in Bristol and different areas where they can be involved with missions. Andy Sanders, out of our director for the area, goes on a lot of GHO mission trips and stuff. And so he's all the time taking students and dentists and different folks involved. So it's just a wide variety of times and locations and places they can be involved.
Man, over the years, you've played just a very key role in dental ministries. You played a key role in my transition and bringing me up to speed. As you look at the opportunities for dental ministry within CMDA, what are some of the things that you're seeing or sensing?
Well, it's been a great thing. You kind of go where God's calling you to go, and he kind of had me standing in the gap till you got here. So I'm thrilled to death to see you coming on board with how things are going. Dentists are such cottage industry people, and they get so isolated, and it's been such a hard time raising this new generation, the millennial kids that are in dental school born after 1982. They're coming from a different worldview than I grew up in, and so seeing the ways they're coming in, the need for in-depth analytical analysis of the faith and practical applications and doing things are all just greater than they've ever been. And the historically dentists have been isolated from one another except for occasional dental meetings. So I see CMDA as a way to link everybody together, to strengthen our own faith walk and our local ministry where we're at, to give us tools to empower us to reach the new generation for Christ, encourage them in their walk, save their marriages. I mean, it's become to the point where the term being a Christian doesn't seem to carry any depth to it and any breadth and any commitment. So I just see this as a pivotal time in the dental world and our nation's world, and how we can be salt and light to a whole nation that's going under because they've lost their Judeo-Christian principles for marriage and business and character and all the different things that we stand for.
Van, what are some of the resources that CMDA has to offer to dentists?
Well, the thing I'm excited about is, and not only is this about going on missions and doing things for other people, but they've got all kind of resources to strengthen marriage and about apologetics and defending the faith and understanding the Christian worldview and all the different ways that you may raise your children or care for your aging parents. And just a multitude of things of basically how do you live a Christian life in this world and make a difference where God has planted you.
Well, Van, I'm glad our conversation doesn't have to end here. You've agreed to be on our Dental Advisory Committee, so we'll continue to explore what God's given us down the road. I thank you for taking this time to interview and for being with us.
Thanks, Jeff. We're excited. I just feel like you're God's man for this position. I'm looking forward to seeing how he works through you and all the rest of us to bring glory to his kingdom.